House, President Trump says talks were productive and focused on trade and ending the war in Ukraine. The president says they're moving closer to a peace deal for Ukraine and backs NATO's Article 5, which states an attack on one ally is an attack on all. Trump says he believes that Russia's leader will keep to a deal.
I support it. I don't think we're going to have any reason for it. I think we're going to have a very successful peace, and I think it's going to be a long-lasting peace. And I think it's going to happen, hopefully, quickly.
Ukraine's leader will be at the White House tomorrow. Federal workers are bracing for more layoffs. The Trump administration cuts already impacting the IRS, and the EPA could be next. Police in New Mexico say they're investigating the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife and one of their dogs at their home near Santa Fe. Authorities say both appear to be dead for some time. This is ABC News. NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been at the International Space Station since last June. Their eight-day mission aboard the troubled Boeing Starliner now stretching into the new year. Both are waiting to hitch a ride back to Earth on another space mission. ABC's Gio Benitez spoke to the astronauts about the wait.
This idea that you need to be rescued, that's not how you feel there.
No, I would say that's not how we feel. You know, since we've been here, we've had a way to get home if we really needed to in an emergency.
There's many ways to characterize it. Stranded, I don't think, is one of them because we're on the space station.
Fashion often sets the tone for seasons to come. At Milan's Fashion Week, Prada debuted its runway show with a new take on the little black dress. Calling it a very black moment in world affairs, their version of the black dress, loosely constructed, not body-hugging, reflecting what the fashion icon house called liberating. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. There is a wind advisory from 10 a.m. on Friday until 6 p.m. Cool tonight with increasing clouds, low 31, wind south 5 to 15. Very windy tomorrow with more clouds than sun, light sprinkles in the afternoon, flip to flurries in the evening with a high of 51. Winds will be west 25 to 35 with gusts up to 45. And few flurries tomorrow night, blustery and crashing cold with a low of 19. Winds northwest 12 to 25, gusts up to 30. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour. We have seen gusts up to 16, and our current temperature is 46 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Friday, February 27th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new law enforcement agency in his budget to protect the state's judges and court staff. The proposal calls for a $1 million annual budget to expand the court's marshal office. It would include 8 law enforcement personnel tasked with investigating threats made against the judiciary, and the law enforcement personnel would be authorized to make arrests if warranted. The intent is to ensure judges, court staff, and members of the public can navigate the judiciary process without fear. Republican state lawmakers have reintroduced legislation that would ban gender-affirming care for Wisconsin minors. The bill would prohibit health care providers from providing or referring patients for things like puberty suppressants and hormone treatment. Critics of the bill say medical decisions should be made by families and their health care providers, not politicians. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto similar proposals in the past, but his ability to halt efforts to enact similar legislation on a federal level is limited. A Wisconsin appeals court ruled that a grant program aimed at helping minority students afford higher education is unconstitutional on Wednesday. The Second District Court of Appeals cited a 2023 U.S. Supreme Court decision in its ruling, which found race-based affirmation action programs in college admissions are unconstitutional. The Wisconsin Higher Education AIDS Board grant program was created in 1985 and provided minority students with between $250 and $2,500 in aid to reduce higher education costs. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on the United States Department of Agriculture to resume distributing Dairy Business Innovation Initiative's payments. In a letter to the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, Senator Baldwin said funding appropriated for the program in 2023 has not been reimbursed, leaving 88 dairy businesses without a total of $6.5 million that had been promised. She also warned that many of those smaller dairy businesses cannot afford the disruptions to the funding while trying to remain competitive. A package you didn't order could be a fun surprise, but be careful, especially if it comes with a QR code. It might be a setup for a scam. In a brushing scam, you receive a package you didn't order often without a return address. This often is set up by unscrupulous companies who found your address online. After the company ships the product to you, they can post a fake positive review on your behalf to improve their store's rating and get more sales. Report to BBB Scam Tracker over the last few months shows a twist on brushing scams where the package contains a QR code. The code comes with an instruction to scan it to find out who sent the package or how to start a return. Scanning the QR code can lead to a phishing website or download malware onto your device. It might seem like there's no downsides to a free package, but it could be a sign that someone is using your personal information to get their own gain. If this happens to you, the Better Business Bureau recommends checking the security of your accounts and notifying the retailer who sent you the package. If you receive a package you didn't order, don't scan QR codes. If you did scan the QR code and entered personal information, change your passwords for any accounts that may have been compromised and enable two-factor authentication, keeping a close eye on your credit reports and credit card bills after you receive the package. Notify the retailer. If you can tell where the package is from, go directly to the retailer's website to get their contact information and report the package as a scam. Check for fake reviews. If you can identify the company that sent you the packages, look for false reviews in your name and report them to the retailer. Pause deliveries. One package is no big deal, but some targets of brushing scams are overwhelmed with a floor of unordered packages, creating a serious problem. If this happens, you may want to consider temporarily refusing package delivery at your home address and directing your real orders to a package acceptance service. Keep this package. The one silver lining of brushing scams is that you get to keep the gift. The Federal Trade Commission says you have a legal right to keep unordered merchandise. Don't try to return it, especially if there are instructions to scan a QR code or enter information. It could needlessly compromise more of your personal information. If you spot a delivery scam, report it. Visit bbb.org/scamtracker to report your experience and help others learn the signs of a scam. Eating Disorders Awareness Week runs through Sunday. Melissa Kay has more.
An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is ending the frozen road declaration for the entire state as of 12:01 tomorrow morning. Class 2 and posted road restrictions are temporarily on hold as field staff continue to evaluate conditions amid the rapid warm-up in recent days. Motor carriers are encouraged to monitor the seasonal weight restriction program website and the frozen roads hotline at 608-266-8417 for the latest information. Wisconsin DOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts along with frost tubes, liquid-filled devices under pavement to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads or thawed to lift declarations. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw period as frost leaves the ground. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal road limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local units of government. The Richland County Highway Department has announced it will be posting weight restrictions on all county roadways beginning Friday, March 7th. Posting will begin on County Highway A and extend to all county roads. Weight restrictions will be enforced on all county roadways beginning Monday, March 10th. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance will be held on Saturday from 11 to 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. Hosted each year by the James P. and Michael Sullivan American Legion Post 383 Auxiliary, it offers 8 hours of fun for everyone to raise funds for the Vets Roll. Vets Roll was conceived on February 1st, 2010 by John and Mark Finnegan of South Beloit, Illinois. Mark was a guest on the morning show with WRCO's Phil Nee.
My father was a World War II Navy veteran, and my mother was a Rosie the Riveter. She passed away 3 years ago this month. And my dad was well-known in the area. We've been in a family business, RV business, for 56 years now. And when he passed away, we wanted to do something to kind of memorialize him and his generation. And we heard about the wonderful Honor Flight program, where they fly veterans out to D.C., like out of Madison and whatnot. And being an RV dealer, we thought, well, gosh, you know, let's see if we can put something together where they can spend some time and stop and smell the roses and share the stories and whatnot. And so we came up with the concept 16 years ago now of, originally it was RVs and buses, now it's all buses. And we depart out of Beloit, but the vets come from all over the country. So it's not necessarily Southwest Wisconsin. It could be, we've had them from 38 states. And all of a sudden, say that Vietnam veteran that's been holding something inside him all these years, he hears about a complete stranger from California and one from Idaho talking about similar topics, and it's medicinal. And they start to naturally share those stories and those memories, and that's where it all starts from. And the bonding that starts day one when we leave Beloit is something they'll never forget. They'll take to the graves with them.
Finnegan says the purpose for Vet Roll is threefold: closure, gratitude, and respect.
We want to help them get closure for whatever they may have experienced if they were deployed. They're not all combat vets, but a lot of them that were are dealing with really, really hard memories in a lot of cases. And we want them to understand, we want to say thank you for what they did. And the respect comes from all the police and motorcycle escorts, the fire departments that are on the bridges with their engines and their flags, and just all the school kids that come out at the stops that we're at. Close your gratitude and respect. We want them to know that their service was not forgotten and never will be.
The estimated cost to send a veteran on a trip is about $850 per veteran. To help send area veterans on a trip of a lifetime, you are invited to attend the 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance, which will be held Saturday from 11 to 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. Proceeds from the event will go towards sending more World War II and Vietnam-era veterans to Washington, D.C. in May. And today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Brian Miller on ticket number 554. WRCO News time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Sadler, age 74, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, March 6th, from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrances at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler, age 74. Dr. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died yesterday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 8th, at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, with a luncheon to follow the service. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday, March 8th, from 10 until the time of the service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dr. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Hope you enjoyed the bright blue, beautiful day with mostly sunny skies, but some breezy winds. They're cranking currently out of the northwest around 20 miles per hour with gusts around 30 and highs hit the upper 40s. Now we're falling cool tonight with clouds increasing and overnight lows flirting with the freezing mark in the low 30s. Winds are shifting to out of the south, and by tomorrow, they're going to be whipping out of the west. I'm talking slightly viciously. They're going to be sustained up to 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts around 40 to 50. This is why a wind advisory goes into effect at 10 a.m. tomorrow and lasts until 6 o'clock at night. As a quick clipper system swings through the northeast part of the state, it is going to be dragging a cold front down with it. This will bring some light sprinkles possible tomorrow afternoon, which flip to flurries in the evening. Now, no accumulations are expected, and a few of them could continue to fly into Friday night. and temperatures start to crash cold, and the winds still blustery, beating us down to temperatures in the upper teens, which may feel more like zero. Especially early on Saturday morning, as winds remain feisty, they will start to calm down by the afternoon, and highs will reach the low 30s. So a much cooler day, but a brighter one, with more sunshine than we'll see tomorrow. The sunshine stays on tap for Sunday, calmer winds, and highs near 40. So a pretty pleasant end to the weekend, and then as we start off next week, things get a little wild. Now this forecast will likely change from now until then, but here's what we're looking at right now. A major system moving in Monday, Tuesday, and trying to clear on out of here by Wednesday. At the moment, it looks like a wintry mix of freezing rain and some snow is possible in the morning on Monday. That then flips to regular rain in the afternoon as high temperatures hit the upper 40s. Now into Tuesday, we'll continue to see periods of rain expected, and that changes over to snow at night, where we could see accumulations of at least 1 to 3 inches, with much more possible. It all depends on exactly where this system tracks. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 46 degrees after a high today of 47 and a morning low of 25. Yesterday's high was 46 and we received 19 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2024 is 71 degrees with a record low of 18 below that was set back in 1963. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 28. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:48 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:40. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.66, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 46 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And coming up later on this hour, we'll be bringing you coverage of the WIAA High School State Wrestling Tournament that's going on today in Madison. And with a report, here's Bill Twining.
The state wrestling tournament is underway at the Kohl Center in Madison this afternoon. Division I preliminary round matches and quarterfinals are being wrestled. And the girls tournament as well started at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Preliminary round is done and the quarterfinals are underway. Unlike earlier years, first round losers definitely have another chance to wrestle in both the boys and the girls tournaments. At approximately 6 o'clock tonight, the preliminaries will get underway in Divisions 2 and 3. The quarterfinals will follow tonight, and that is unlike previous years when the quarterfinals were not wrestled until Friday morning. Here's how things went so far today for the area girls. Preliminary round matches for Richland Center. Junior Madeline Muller was defeated by a reigning state champion, Milton's Maddie Peach, in the first round. Madeline Muller does have another match to wrestle, but it will not come until the consolation round tomorrow. Other area wrestlers, let's take a look at them. These are the winners. At 107 pounds, Kylie Klum of Westby and Margaret Barnett of Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights, both posted wins. They are in the quarterfinals. They're joined there by Kit Alsaker of Wanakee at 120 pounds. Delia Collins of Mineral Point looks strong. She's the third seed at 126 and recorded a technical fall. North Crawford Seneca's Frankie Groom won by a pin. She's the fifth seed at 132. Top seeded Lydia Hutter of Adams Friendship also posted a victory. Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls picked up a win at 138. Chloe LaRue of Cuba City Benton Southwestern was a winner. J.C. Davis of Belmont Platteville and her sister Kaylee Davis posted wins. Kimora Hutter of Adams Friendship and Amelia Saltis of Mount Horeb Barnabelle were winners at 165, as was Mineral Point's Emily Heisner at 185. First-round losers, and these girls will wrestle again. We can tell you that Madeline Muller of Richland Center suffered a loss in her first match. She'll wrestle tomorrow. Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel Wazika Steuben also had the misfortune of wrestling a top seed. She lost. She will wrestle on Friday. Sidonia Roman of Rural Wanawak Center came up short, as did Marissa Klum Westby. Naomi Bermudo of Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights suffered a first-round loss. The same for Olivia Ball of Lancaster, Catherine McAloes of Brookwood, and Ellie Lenzendorf of Wanakee. And all three entrants for Prairie du Chien in this girls' tournament lost their first-round matches. Rosalie Kaufman, Aspen Gilo, and Ireland Chaka all suffered defeats, but they will all wrestle on Friday. Tonight's Division II and III preliminaries begin around 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have those matches on the air. Quarterfinals will follow. David Werman will join me, Kirk Layer, if he gets the opportunity. We'll have those matches live around 6 o'clock tonight on WRCO-FM. Reporting from the Cole Center in Madison for WRCO Sports and David Werman, I'm Bill Twining.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
And here is Phil Nee with a look at basketball in the area tonight.
It's the end of an era. Boscobel High School's Big Gym will host its final varsity basketball game tonight. It opened officially on December 1st of 1954. And now tonight, they plan to close down the gym to varsity competition. Boscobel hosts Cuba City. To honor this historic night, all youth basketball players are invited to attend in uniform, and all the Bulldog basketball alumni are encouraged to return for a special halftime recognition. Cuba City at Boscobel, boys basketball among the games tonight. Darlington is at Riverdale, Fenimore at Southwestern, Mineral Point at Iowa Grant, Hillsboro is at North Crawford, Mount Horeb at Reedsburg, DeSoto at Cashton, GET at Westby, and Viroqua at Arcadia. And in the Southwest Conference, Platteville is at River Valley, Prairie du Chien at Lancaster, and Dodgeville is at Richland Center. Hornets coach Brian Poles talked about the matchup.
You know, that pressing style that sometimes Coach McGraw uses isn't exactly where they're at now. Maybe we'll see it a little bit more, so we got to be ready for that. But they're really just, they're hardworking. The good effort defensively. They play good help defense. They know that they're undersized inside, so they really help each other well. So it's going to be a challenge in that respect, that, you know, we're going to have to match their effort level tonight. And, you know, that's one thing that we've been talking about. And I think if we can come out and do that, it's going to be a really competitive game.
It's the final game of the regular season for Richland Center. They're hosting Dodgeville tonight at the RCHS Fieldhouse. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil, and thank you to Bill for the report earlier about tonight's wrestling. And WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
As we bid farewell to February, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society celebrates Pet Dental Health Month with a few suggestions for keeping your pet's mouth healthy all year long. First, if possible, brush or clean your pet's teeth, but never do so with toothpaste made for people. Second, if your pet will allow you to handle its mouth, periodically check for broken, loose, or discolored teeth, dental plaque, or discolored gums. Be alert for bad breath, a reluctance to eat, and in cats, excessive drooling. But even if you don't notice anything wrong, an annual exam with your vet, including a dental checkup, is always a good idea. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Cattle were higher Thursday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session modestly lower on fund and technical selling, along with the higher dollar and lower moves in soybean products. USDA is projecting lower planted area this year and improved demand next marketing year. Near-term weather in South America continues to look neutral to bearish. March beans were down 1¾ at 10.22 and 3/4. May was 4 lower at 10.37 and a quarter. March bean meal is down 2.50 at 2.90.90. March bean oil is 22 lower at 44.75. Corn was down. USDA expects an increase in planted area, record production, and steady to slower new crop demand. The trade's waiting for new tariffs against key trading partners to go into effect next week. March corn was down 13.5 at 464 and 3/4. May was 12.5 lower at 481. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling, along with higher trade in the dollar. USDA does see a modest rise in planted area, a lower yield, and slightly higher new crop stocks. Drier conditions are a concern in parts of the southwestern U.S. plains. March Chicago was down 19.25 at 546.75. March Kansas City was 13.75 lower at 571.25. March Minneapolis wheat was down 12.5 at 587. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply ahead of this week's direct business, with box beef firm at midday. April live was up $1.50 at $196.12, and June was $1.05 higher at $192.32. March feeders were up $2.07 at $276.45. April was $2.02 higher at $275.55. And hogs were pressured by profit-taking, technical weakness, and the cash business during the session. April was down $3.92 at $84.37. May was down $3.70 at $88.75. I've got your look at cash livestock after this.
It's great to catch up, Jamie. Yeah. How's business?
Good. Are you up to speed with the new beneficial ownership reporting requirements?
Sort of. What's it about?
It's a new initiative to help fight crimes like money laundering, fraud, and drug trafficking. A lot of small businesses like ours just have to report some basic info to the federal government about the real people behind them.
Does that include my cafe?
There are some exemptions for certain companies, but don't worry. There's lots of guidance on the government's website about who needs to file. Check out fincen.gov/BOI. Filing is easy and free. It took me less than 20 minutes.
Looks like I do have to file. Thanks, Jamie. It's great having a supportive business community.
Reporting beneficial ownership information helps protect U.S. national security. Filing is quick, secure, and free. And it's the law. Learn more at fincen.gov/BOI.
Thursday afternoon, light direct cash cattle trade had developed in parts of Nebraska at 313 dress, down $2 from last week's weighted average. There was also some light trade in Nebraska and Iowa at 198 live. Otherwise, the major feeding areas remained quiet, with asking prices at 200 to 201 live, with a few bids at 196 on the live basis. With moderate movement, choice box beef was down $1.72 at $3.11.18, and select was down $1.11 at $3.02.13. The estimated cattle slaughter of 118,000 head was up 1,000 on the week, but down almost 4,000 on the year. At the major direct hog markets, with light closing negotiated numbers, national direct barrels and gilts were down 37 cents at $89.49. Iowa Southern Minnesota closed 88 lower at $89.44. And the Western Corn Belt was down $1.02 at $89.07. Pork closed $4.30 higher at $100.96. The estimated hog slaughter of 489,000 head was up 16,000 on the week and more than 3,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. An economist with Iowa Farm Bureau points to an increased risk for cattle producers amid high prices. Christopher Pudins tells Brownfield,
because I think that's a situation where a lot of feedlot folks find themselves in right now. You know, prices are really good now. They're looking good on into the summer. But there is major financial exposure just in terms of what input costs look like.
More news is next. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield anchor reporter based in Iowa. Tune in each day to Managing for Profit to hear expert advice from the industry's top producers and leaders to make your operation more profitable. Topics range from insurance, government programs, taxes and regulations, environmental factors, policy updates, overall risk management, and more. Unlock the potential of your farming operation with Managing for Profit each day on Brownfield.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Cattle producer in western Missouri says he's been slowly rebuilding his cattle herd following several years of drought. Mark Smith tells Brownfield he sold about 25% of his herd in the last 2 years.
I save all my own breeding stock, retain all my own heifers, but I intend to continue to grow my herd back to normal levels. But expansion beyond that is tough to find. Who's not utilizing land that they could put cows on?
The president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says farmers and ranchers need the certainty of a 5-year farm bill. Buck Warbine of Nebraska told the U.S. Senate Ag Committee during a hearing this week he'd like to see it pass sooner rather than later.
There's too many people that are kind of up in the air not knowing when things are going to happen, and you get these continuing resolutions, so there's no continuity knowing that, okay, we got this for 5 years.
Warbine says he also told senators that the beef checkoff plays a vital role in producer profitability. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4433.
The importance of working with a crop nutrition expert. Hello, everyone. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. In challenging economic times, basing fertilizer purchasing decisions off a current soil test becomes even more important. This week, Stephanie Zelenko, national agronomist with AgroLiquid, explains how farmers can work with a crop nutrition expert and ensure where to best spend those fertilizer dollars. We'll learn more right after this.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
With so much to consider on a soil test analysis, farmers can easily get overwhelmed, especially in a down economy. Stephanie Zelenko, national agronomist with AgroLiquid, says striking a balance between lower commodity prices and higher input costs is key.
And so looking at a soil test and then working with an expert on those or using resources that are out there can help you understand those values that come back on a soil test report and then help you to utilize them the best way to build a fertility recommendation, which in the end should provide you with the best option for success in providing nutrients to the crops and give you the best yield performance out of it.
She says farmers shouldn't be discouraged if they don't fully understand their soil test.
There are a lot of numbers that come on that soil test. And if you don't understand them, there's a lot of experts out there in the industry. There's also a lot of resources out there. You know, I know AgroLiquid did a whole back to basics series that walked through step by step of all those different pieces of a soil test. And there's a lot of extension agencies and other publications that people have put out there that provide that information. So I think that's a good step. It's just getting a little bit of self-education. But again, there's a lot of trusted advisors out there that can help walk through and explain all of those different levels and what you need to do to build a fertility program based on them.
Zelenko says fertility recommendations should be made sooner rather than later.
I start, you know, once harvest is through, which I know a lot of guys, you know, are getting through the rush of the summer and harvest and they're looking for a little bit of vacation. But that's the perfect time while your, you know, yields are still fresh in your mind and the things that you may have seen running through the field with the combine. And that will help you with those personal experiences to build out, you know, some of those fertility recommendations. So get a soil test, you know, shortly after harvest and then work your way through those during the winter months.
She says winter provides farmers with more office and desk time to go through and analyze reports and start building it.
It's also, you know, the best time to make sure we can have that fertilizer on hand, because usually when spring hits, it's go time and get to the field. And the last thing that you want to be doing as a grower is sitting around and waiting for your fertility components to arrive on your farm.
Salinko says farmers should find an advisor who understands crop nutrition and nutrient interactions, as well as your soils, management strategies, and crop goals. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
WRCO Radio is proud to bring you State Wrestling 2025 action. This year's wrestling tournament coverage is sponsored by Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Cardinal Glass CG, Meister Log Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, Classic Auto Body Ring Brothers, Sunshine and Giggles, Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Chicken Ridge Farms, Riverdale Ag Supply, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Larson Paint and Collision, Brouhaha Roasters, All American Do It Center, Osborne Stump Removal, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Dairyland Transportation, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, and Nelson Agri Center.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Kohl Center in Madison, where the state tournament is well underway. Session number one is just about complete. There's about four weight classes left in the boys Division One quarterfinals as the semifinals are being determined. This session number one prior to this year just included two rounds of preliminary round action in Division One and one round in division in the girls division. Tonight for the boys divisions two and three, they will wrestle two rounds. And if you lose your first match, you get to wrestle again, but it won't be until tomorrow. We've had a lot go on here at the Kohl Center in Madison today. David Wormand is with me. After a while, we'll be hearing from Kirk Lair and Pat Mahoney as they make their way up here to press row. We'll hear from each one of them throughout the tournament as well. And we'll keep an eye on a lot of wrestlers, including three from Riverdale, two from Ithaca Weston tonight, one from Richland Center for the boys, and a number from area schools such as Mineral Point, Iowa Grand Highland, Fenimore, and beyond. Dodgeville well represented at this state tournament, and that includes a couple of defending state champions for the Dodgers. We'll talk more about tonight's Division Two and Three preliminary round and quarterfinals when our coverage continues from the Kohl Center in Madison. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
The quarterfinals are being wrestled in the boys' Division One here at the state tournament. It's the 82nd annual WIAA State Boys Tournament. It's the fourth year that we're having the girls' tournament and the third year that the girls have joined the boys here at the Cool Center. Action began this afternoon. I will bring you up to date on the girls' tournament, and as we get to the upper weights, I'll ask David to fill in, as there's a couple that I'll be missing. But we can tell you that for the girls, the 100-pound weight class, Brooke Corrigan of the Pier, Cassidy O'Connell, not Caitlin O'Connell, but Cassidy O'Connell of Regis Altoona, along with Catherine Cook of Freedom and Dylan Albrecht, a freshman from Milton, have won twice today and have moved into the semifinal. That is scheduled, the semifinals, for tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at the Cole Center. There were two area girls wrestling in the 100-pound weight class, both lost in the opening round. They will wrestle again tomorrow morning in the consolation bracket in hopes of coming back all the way to fifth place. They are freshman Sidonia Roman of Royal Wadi Walk Center and Rosalie Kossman of Prairie du Chien. At 107, with a couple of wins today and moving into the semifinals, are top-seeded Lily Baker of Freedom. Kylie Klum of Westby with a couple of wins today. She is a junior, has wrestled well here at the Cole Center. Alexa Thomas of Badger High School and second-seeded Ava Gardner, a defending champion. She is from Marshfield. They have moved into the semifinals. One other girl from our area, Margaret Barrett, a sophomore from Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights team, won her first match, then lost her quarterfinal, so she's in the consolation bracket now at 107. At 114 pounds, two-time champion Taylor Whiting of Lena High School has moved into the semifinals with a pair of wins today. She is joined by second-seeded Izzy Sonnentag of Cadott, third-seeded Kylie Krzyzewski of Nina, and the fourth seed, Dalen Cody of Princeton Green Lake. Those are your semifinalists at 114. From our area, suffering losses in the first round were Marissa Klum, a senior from Westby, Naomi Bermudo of Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights, and Amika Leverance of Nakusa Assumption Fort Edwards. They all lost their first-round matches and are in the consolation bracket, where they're joined by Haley Vizelski of Coleman, who won her first match but then lost her quarterfinal. For the girls in 120 pounds, the top seed is Angie Bianchi of Two Rivers, a runner-up 2 years ago, a champion last year. She has wrestled less than 2 minutes in her first two matches, and she is into the semifinals, where she is joined by second-seeded Devlin Albrecht of Milton, third seed M.J. Newman of Manitowoc Lutheran, a champion a year ago as well, and Caden Whittier of McWanago, the fourth seed. Those are the semifinalists at 120 pounds. From the area, freshman Aspen Gilo of Prairie du Chien and Allison Weiss of Holman, both lost in the first round and are in the consolation bracket. They're joined by Kit Alsaker of Wanakee, a freshman who won her first match but then lost in the quarterfinals. At 126, into the semifinals for the girls tomorrow night are Maddie Peach of Milton, the top seed. She is a defending state champion. Also, Natalie Kloviter of Hudson goes to the semifinals. She's the second seeded. Third seed, Delia Collins of Mineral Point, is into the semifinals. Nice wins today for Delia, the junior, for the Pointers. A Tech fall in the first round, and then an 11-5 win in the quarterfinals. Delia is into the semifinals, where she's also joined by Erica Slesnikow of Marshfield. From the area, Richland Center junior Madeline Muller lost her first match. She's hit up against the top seed, defending state champion Maddie Peach of Milton, and Peach pinned Muller and knocked Maddie into the consolation bracket. 132 pounds, Lily Banks of Menasha is the defending champion, and she's the top seed. A couple of wins today for Lily puts her in the quarterfinals, where she is joined by Amelia Poplowski of New Berlin West Eisenhower, by Avery Lozowitz of Medford, and by Haley Fletcher of Fort Atkinson Girls. I need to correct that. It was not Lozowitz, but junior Lydia Hutter of Adams Friendship that won that quarterfinal, and Lydia is into the semifinals for Adams Friendship. From the area, Olivia Ball of Lancaster lost her first round match and is into the consolation bracket. I need another correction. It was Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca that won her quarterfinal against Poplowski, toppling the fourth seed. Frankie Groom with a couple of pins today, 138 in her opening match and 218 in the quarterfinals. Frankie Groom, the sophomore from North Crawford Seneca, is into the semifinals and will wrestle tomorrow night in that round. At 138, the defending champion is Carly Chester of Badger High School. She is a two-time state champ. She is top-seeded and into the semifinals. She is joined there by Althea Ekdahl of Monroe, by Nevaeh Nawashkua of St. Croix Falls, and by second-seeded Riley Henrahan of Black River Falls, a sophomore unbeaten on the season, is into the state semifinals. Dropping into the consolation bracket, Catherine McAlose of Rookwood, Abigail Harris of DeForest, and Ireland Jacob of Prairie du Chien. And at 145 pounds, your winners today for the girls and moving into the semifinals, Harlow Skenendor of Pulaski, a defending state champion. Also, Olivia Hoffrichter of Antigo. He's joined there by Caitlin Novish of Black River Falls and by Layla Risler of Mondovi. Aliva Strum. Chloe LaRue of Cuba City of Benton Southwestern won her first round match, but then was defeated and is into the consolation bracket. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back and get the upper weights for the girls and tell you about Division I for the boys as our tournament coverage continues for Madison. Plenty of action, plenty of noise at the Kohl Center. This is State Tournament Thursday on WRCO Sports.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center.
From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call
383-1616. Action continues at the Kohl Center. We've got a man with a sparkly sequined hat down there in a coach's chair on mat number 3. That has to rival the cowboy hat that the coach used to wear from Bloomington. What was the school in Minnesota that was always Bloomington? Kennedy, yeah.
Kennedy, yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty snazzy. We couldn't wear one of those with our headset. All right, girls action in the upper weights. Let's tell you, at 152, going to the semifinals, defending champion Haley Krieger of New London. Also, Isabella Olson of Oak Creek. Brinley Vaughn of Watoma Wild Rose. And Madeline Sikalski of Bonduelle. Sikalski pinned freshman J.C. Davis of Belmont Platteville. And J.C. Davis is now in the consolation bracket, joined there by Emerson Miller of Poinette, among others, in the 152 count weight class. 165 going to the semifinals are Kimura Hutter of Adams Friendship. She's had a good day. She is a sophomore, the top seed in this weight class. She'll be joined in the semifinals tomorrow night by Lainey Vaughn of Watoma Wild Rose. She upset the fourth seed in her quarterfinal match. Victoria Jewell, the third seed, she's from Nicolet High School. And Alicia Berg of Bonduelle.